Let's try a different direction. Did Jesus teach the text? This is a new one to me, and I wanted to make sure I got to this one because some of you have heard the Good Samaritan from me before, if you went to Israel. The rabbis also use a technique that you might call illusion. I'm hoping they'll let me take this microphone home with me so I can hear it during my spare time. The rabbis use a technique called illusion. Today it's called remez. I hesitate to call it that because remez is a later word and people always catch you on, yeah, remez didn't start till the Middle Ages. The word didn't, but the practice did. Illusion goes like this. You quote a Bible verse, but because all of you know the verse and the text, you know what verse comes before and after. So by quoting this verse, I make you go to that one. Jesus does that all the time. It isn't the verse he quotes that's his main point. It's the verses before and after. And most of us would have no idea that he's even quoting, let alone what comes before and after. I remember being in a meeting. There was a professor from Oxford who retired. And he had a dinner in his honor. I didn't get invited to that. I wasn't one of the muckety-mucks. But afterwards, he gave a lecture, and that was open to the public. And I sat in on that lecture. Afterwards, they had a question and answer time. Now, this old man had spent his whole... That sounds like a song I once heard. This old man had spent his entire life, Jew, teaching that the Bible is the Word of God. He had a student who now teaches in this country, in a university on the West Coast, who has taken his PhD that he got with the professor, and he's used it to show that the Bible probably isn't trustworthy. A great pain, I'm sure, to the old man. I'm not mentioning names because I don't want to impugn people. I've never talked to them about this. Anyway, at that banquet, somebody asked the retiring professor, what do you think of the work of your student? And there was this silence because everybody knew. And then he said, Banim gedalti varomamti vahem pashubi. And I knew that he had said something stunning because it was just frozen. Okay, translation. I raised sons and daughters and I brought them up. And I'm thinking, no, there's more than that. That's not shocking. What's the next verse? If you don't know, you can't play. Honestly. Because you'll never get his point. The next verse, when they were grown, they rebelled against Almighty God. That's what he wanted to say. But he didn't say it. He let them go there. People, Jesus does this all the time. It's unbelievable. His use of Scripture and his assumption that his audience knew it too. Let me show you a couple of examples. This is a new one. This one is, to me, stunning. Skip that. Let's go to this. This is a new one. Favorite passage to Christians. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke from you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I could get into the yoke. I don't think I'm going to do that today because of time. Maybe you could egg me on, but I'll see once. Where did Jesus get the phrase, I will give you rest? See, I love this. I love this because I know this will inspire you to greater study of his book. People, he didn't make that up. He's quoting word for word from his book. In Hebrew you say, Vahani hoti lach. It's Shakespearean Hebrew. It's one of those delightful, delightful, delightful promises of God. But what you miss is what he's saying. It's not just, hey folks, if you're all tired out after this long day of lecture, I'll give you some downtime. I think that's in it. You didn't get it wrong. But listen to what God said. My presence will go with you, and I, the Almighty, I will give you rest. What did they hear Jesus say when he said, Vahani hoti lach? He shouldn't say that. No rabbi in their right mind would ever have said, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. What you say is, come to me, all you who are weary, because Moses wrote, I will give you rest. God says, I will give you rest. The Father promised, I will give you rest. It is written, I will give you rest. What did Jesus say? I will give you rest. Who am I? Oh, they heard that like a thunderbolt. What? He said, Vahana hoti lach. He said, I will give you rest. He just called himself God. Christians say, why doesn't Jesus say more powerfully that I am God? He says it over and over and over. But he says it like a Jew. No Jew would ever stand up and say, I'm God. That's stunning. What's in those words? But you can only play if you know his book.